is up, everybody? It is me, the OG Fig Kid, and joining me as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
Boom, it's me, it's good old Mike B. Guys, happy Tuesday, happy Fig Guys. It's a great day to be alive. The quote this, well, this guy over here, somewhere, not Krusty, you. man, happy Tuesday, man. I hope everybody's doing good. Tom, how are you doing, man?
I am here. That's a good thing.
That's better than not being here.
Talking to you, coming off 12 hours and 2 minutes of straight sleep last night. Holy smokes. Went to bed right after 4 and woke up at like 11 something this morning. Like, oh my gosh. But anyway, we are here. We have another exciting episode of the Fig Guys. And if you're asking, where can you find the Fig Guys, Mike? Why don't you tell them where they can find us?
Oh, you know, we got to get like a DX kind of road dog. Yeah, like a little spiel going on for it. But guys, if you're looking for the Fig Guys, you know where to find us. It's thefigguys.com. Official Fig Guys?
Yeah, thefigguys.com.
I'm all over the place. I did this the other day. At Official Fig Guys, all across your social media platforms. Thefigguys.com. In case you get a little lost, all of our content's there. You can see our Instagram posts. You got all of our good stuff, our links for Ringside, Rise Mushroom Coffee, you name it. We got it out for you, baby. So head on over to thefigguys.com, and we got your back.
Yeah. Bam.
Yeah,
I meant to tell you, let's not promote that mushroom coffee because they took our code away.
They took our code away.
I placed an order the other day. It said invalid code. I tried using a link. They said no more to us.
So, well,
but I still drank it today. So,
well, we'll check out our new sponsor, Real American Beer. Wait, we'll pause on that.
Guys,
what you gonna do?
They're also a podcast, in case you didn't know, and you want to be in the car listening to us. You got to be on the plane and you need something to listen to. We got that great 3 hour plus episode of the Macho Man, but all of the Fig Guy episodes are found on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Just go search Fig Guys and you could find us.
And while you're there, it wouldn't hurt you if you were, you know, just to go down, scroll down just a little bit. You see those stars? Hit that last star right there, all the way to the right.
Yes.
And just tell us what you like about it. Tell us, you know,
leave us a 5-star review and leave us some comments. Like, we want to hear comments. We want to hear. If you guys have ideas for the show, we'll take them. Listen, some of our episodes, some of our ideas have come from you guys. Like, our friend Austin has suggested plenty of good ideas. So, you know what? We're going to keep using them. We have Figonomics. I think we need to come back with a Figonomics soon. Maybe next week.
You know what? It's the beginning of the year. We got some hot stuff coming out already. Yeah. We got some hot stuff being announced. I think we're well overdue for a Figonomics.
Yeah, let's do one next week. I have ideas.
I have ideas.
Speaking of Figonomics, Thugonomics.
I see where you're going. I hear you. I feel you. I'm with you.
I get it.
Our time is now, damn it.
Our time is now, and don't make me sad.
Crazy, man. Yeah. What an emotional roller coaster wrestling has been in the last month, man. I can't even tell you. Like, it's the most I've watched WWE, and
I don't even know you are.
I know. I was watching press conferences. You were like, what's going on?
It's so good, though. I watched Raw again last night. Very, very good.
Yeah.
We got Tyson in the chat. Tyson, did you watch Raw last night? Mo, did you watch it? We are live, folks. Come join us in the chat. If you're watching on Twitter or you're watching somewhere, I don't even think I plugged the Instagram thing in. If you're watching somewhere else, like, and you can't chat with us, like if you're on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it today, come on over to our YouTube. Go to thefigguys.com. The link is right there. And you could chat in the chat and join in a conversation. And that's one of the fun things about doing it live every week for you guys. Is that we get feedback, instant feedback. And I love the instant feedback. And what else? A great episode of Raw. What a debut by Penta. Like, opens the show. The match gets plenty of time. An amazing match. And then they get to let him I had no idea that guy spoke English like that. I literally thought from watching him in AEW, he did not speak a lick of English. And boy, was I wrong, because he could speak English. And I thought he was great.
I thought that was poetically done.
Yeah.
First off, like, very, very great entrance. So awesome. Yeah. Love the pyro with it. They made him feel like a big deal. I mean, putting him over his former TNA champion.
Dude, I love what WWE has become, because we now mention, we hear New Japan, IWGP, TNA, they mention other companies now. And like, I'm watching last night and I text you instantly. He says former TNA world champ. I had no idea. TNA world champ. I love hearing that on WWE, because if Vince was still there, we never would have known any of that. So.
No, and they even put over a match that he wrestled last month, which was crazy to hear. Yeah, it was. It's insane to see it, but you gotta love it, man. I had a blast. I'm so happy for Penta. Congratulations, 100%. Finding your new home.
We all love Vince. No, I shouldn't say we all love Vince. We all love what Vince did for the business back in the day.
Yes.
Like, but as you get older, you lose sight sometimes, and Vince lost sight of what WWE needed to be. And what we're seeing now with the intro, like other promotions being talked about and other things, like we would not be getting if Vince was there. Thank goodness Triple H is in charge now, because he gets professional wrestling. He's showing so much respect, not only for the history of WWE, but for other companies. And yes, yes, I love it. I love it. I see debates on the boards. Like, we're in full swing of two promotions right now. We have guys jumping back and forth from both promotions. And this is what makes wrestling great. Wrestling is better with two promotions, even if one stinks at the time. Like, when AEW started, we needed something different because WWE was in the toilet. It was not as good as it is now. And AEW distracted us. And now we got both companies making stars. And if a guy doesn't work somewhere, he could jump ship and we could see what he could really do. Swerve Strickland, perfect example. I think he would have been given his shot if Triple H was still in charge, but Vince saw nothing in him. He jumps to AEW and he becomes a huge star. And it's working both ways. We got Jade built in AEW. She comes to WWE. And it's just, this is how we get dream matches. Like Ospreay's in AEW. We got these guys in WWE. Maybe eventually they both jump. Seth Rollins versus Ospreay maybe one day. Just so many potential, like with different companies. I love it. And for the first time, I'm watching both companies and I'm loving it because I'm a winner because I get to watch it all. Like, you people could be out there and like hate on something. Companies. And you know what? Like I said, I wasn't losing with CM Punk because I was watching him no matter where he was. But there's just excitement about seeing guys make their debut in new companies and jumping. Yeah. Rey Fénix, as Mo the Fig God just said, has yet to come, but when his contract is up, you know he will be joining.
It's exciting. It really is. I also love
how Michael Cole announces like the worst kept secret. Like, he mentions that type of stuff. Like you got to just not ignore the things that you think you should ignore. I love when you mention it. Like, that just makes it better to me. So
absolutely. No, it was so well done. Like, I had such, and I never knew I wanted to see Chad Gable and Penta fight.
Dude,
that sold me on it, man. It was so good.
That Mexican destroyer that he landed, Chad Gable lands on his head and sells it like beautifully. Just beautifully. Like, ah. And then we get that great promo to kick off the show with Punk and Rollins.
Dude, you know what also was super, super great? It was 2.5 hours this week.
Yeah. It ended when it was over. They didn't need to stretch it out because they needed more time, and they didn't need to add filler. Like, this is the great thing. If they plan an episode, it could run its course. It's not going to be like, oh, we need to cut this match now because we don't have time. No, the way the show is laid out is the way we're going to get it, and that's so important as well.
Yeah, 100%. I was laughing about the sheets saying, oh, people are upset Penta went over his time. It's like, what time? They got all the time in the world now.
I barely read them. I've said this before and I'll say it again. PW Insider is the only site I like to go to for news, because if it's drama, gossipy stuff and it's not on their site, you know it's not real. You know it's just drama and gossip. They look to back up their stories. They'll call, they'll make calls, and they won't post something until they're confident. And if something happens where they do post a story that turns out not to be true, they're making a post apologizing for making a bad post. Like, we should have fact-checked better. And to me, in this day of dirt sheets where everybody wants to be the first to break a story, they do it the right way. And to me, that's absolutely huge to me. So
yeah. So it was crazy, though. Good to see Raw doing good, man. This Netflix endeavor is fantastic.
It's been great.
Dusty just wanted to say hi, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
He's like, what's up there, Keith? Man. So good. But I do want to take a moment before we get into all of our awesome fun to talk about the craziness going on California right now, sending our thoughts, our love, our prayers, everything and anything to the entire community out there. I mean, our one of our own, the original godfather of the Jack's Classic Superstars line, Jeremy Padour, man, his house burnt down. It's so heartbreaking to see it all. I don't even know how to put it in the words. It's just a tremendous loss for everybody. And I can't say how sorry I am to see it happen. And it's tragic, man. Absolutely tragic.
You know, I've been following the story since last week, and, you know, me and you have texted a lot about it, but so many friends of mine have lost houses, and a friend of mine bought a brand new house. They closed on it like a week before, didn't even move in yet. And now the house is gone. And luckily for them, their stuff wasn't moved in yet. So
talk about bad timing, but good timing, you know, on that aspect of things.
Like, I see what all these people are going through, and my heart is just breaking, like, even for Jeremy. But then in the way only Jeremy Padour can do, he's making these posts, and he's making you realize, like, it was stuff. Like, does it hurt? Yeah, it does. But like, he just, go read his posts if you had. And I was like crying. Like, I was literally at work reading one of his posts, and I had to go wash up before I went back into work, because it was just like, it's just heartbreaking, because I think about all my stuff. And I know, like, yes, the most important thing is everybody's all right, but it's still devastating. And
absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. Like, I hear people say, oh, it's the rich part. It doesn't matter if everything's taken away from you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If everything's yanked away, the memories, these are things you cannot get back, like pictures and paintings and stuff from your wedding and stuff from your kids and just so many things. So, like, just prayers and to everybody out there who's been affected, and to the firefighters. Yeah. And I'm watching videos on TikTok of, like, Mexico sending these planes over, and they're landing in the ocean, picking up the water and bringing it, like just, it's just a team effort. We got firefighters from all over just coming down and battling this. So I pray for them to stay safe, and for these people who have lost everything, like, just some solace and rebuilding. And
and it's crazy, man.
Videos of, like, lost dogs on there, and I just have to scroll really fast because and I just can't watch it. Like, I just can't
watch it. But I do love seeing the people reuniting with their animals when they do find them. You know, thankfully that they found them.
And there are picking up these animals and telling the people, like, okay, and there's ways to go get reconnected with your animals. So your pets, like, it's a family. I don't have to tell you. You know that. Like,
yeah, absolutely, man.
They are a family. Like, they're like, you know, your dogs, your cats, like, unless you have them, people don't get it, but they have feelings. They get happy. Yeah. They get sad. You're their whole life when they're part of your family. Like they might just be a part of your family, but you're their whole everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your pets. You have to respect your pets and treat them like
that. Yeah. We are all in your guys's. I mean, you're all in our hearts. You're all in our minds. You're all in our thoughts. Like, it's I was just telling Tom before we got on, you know, it's just there constantly, you know, no matter what, you're online, you see it no matter what, and it's devastation after devastation. It's just, you feel it, you know, and it's so close to home because we have friends out there. We have
absolutely,
you know, great friends out there that we, you know, it's thankfully the people we love are safe, and that's most important.
And just, man, the room is crazy. Elena's missing. Nobody's been in contact with her.
I've seen that. That's heartbreaking, man.
Somewhere safe. I don't know. It's been too long. Prayers that she's okay, and prayers to just everybody out there. And Jeremy, like, I love listening to Jeremy talk. I feel so lucky we've had him on our show a couple of times and actually got to speak to him, and that he could still be an inspiration during this and teach and not, like, just, I don't know, like, that's just an amazing person. Jeremy is an absolutely amazing human, and just love and prayers to him and his whole family. And, like, again, everybody out there, everybody affected by this, everybody. Yeah. Just, we love you. And if there's more we could do, if there's anything we could do, like, I'd give Jeremy my whole collection.
I was thinking about, like, maybe what can we do, you know, in that aspect of, like, wow, man, because just think of it, like, sheer volume. I mean, not just Jeremy, but, like, I was reading stuff like Anthony Hopkins had a playbook for Shakespeare signed. Like, that's insane, dude.
See the Jeremy's, I sent you the text today, the picture of Jeremy's fireproof box.
Yeah. No, it's, listen, man, just because you have the safe doesn't mean that your stuff's going to be safe, you know? Right. It's insanity. It really is. But
I think he kind of knew that before he even went in, he told himself. Like,
oh, one of my favorite sayings in life is expect the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah.
You know, because like, you know, like, especially in situations like that, you just, you know, there's no control over it. So it's you just got to take it as it is and, you know, hopefully find some solace in something, you know, and it's, you know, easier said than done. We've all been through some hard times and, it is crazily devastating to see all that.
It really is. It's just heartbreaking. It's terrible. And again, like, I can't stop watching the news and turning in on my phone to see what the latest is. I'm praying that they would somehow get Rainier to help with this thing.
Yeah.
The fire twisters. How crazy were the fire twisters?
Yeah, man. If they don't have enough going on, like, what more can you throw at them? It's insane.
Never heard of a fire twister before. And the next thing I'm seeing video of it actually happening. Insane. They said the combination of the strong winds and the heat caught. Oh, dude, that could have been dangerous if it just ran wild like a twister. Holy smokes. Yeah.
No, listen, Mother Nature is the biggest baby face and the biggest heel in the business. You gotta watch out because you never know what could happen.
So are you ready to jump into some news, Mike?
Yeah, let's pep it up. Let's get it on a good note. Let's take our minds off the craziness going on out there. And let's get in some awesome wrestling figure news, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got some little bit of fun news today.
Yeet. Yeet. I know it's circulating all over the place, but guys, Target pre-orders are up. I mean, orders are up. It's not even pre-orders. They have them now. We're getting them. We got, spoiler alert, we're going to be opening up. Well, maybe multiple.
We'll be opening these in just a little bit. But yes, if you head to your Target, you go to your Target app, you could order these right now, as well as the Evolution 3-pack, which, you know, we could talk about that when we get to the unbox with us. I'll save it for then, but
yeah,
these are great figures. What a great legend set. I feel like the legend sets are only growing stronger now.
Yeah. So like, not a better way to kick off the year than walking into Target and finding new figures, right? That's what it is, baby. And we got a hell of a set here. Legends 25 with Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid, whatever you want to call him. Sid's there, man, and it's the best one I think they've ever made. We got Justin Hawk Bradshaw. We got Rick Rude with the brand newly tooled World Heavyweight Champion. It's beautiful, baby. And we got Bret the Hitman Hart. This is a solid set. And, of course, the Ultimate Edition, Duff the Rose.
Yeah, absolutely. Improved scan on Bret, too, again. It just goes with one of the ones we saw recently. I think they're starting to zone in on getting Bret perfect. It's not perfect yet, but it's really good.
Did you see the picture of the Bret head of as being Todd Pettigill?
Yes, I did see
it. That was actually a really good idea.
Pettigill, that's like crazy.
It looked great. Awesome. But these are awesome. So excited. I was at Target today. Sadly, I struck out, but Tom.
At Target too today because somebody luckily sent me a beautiful Dusty Rhodes, which
beautiful.
That arrived today, but I had to go pick up Justin Hawk Bradshaw. I had to pick up Bret Hart. I went to pick up Rick Rude. No Rick Rude's in sight.
No Rick Rude.
I also did get the Evolution 3-pack, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Let's move on to the next bit of news, Mike.
Ooh, yeah, baby, because we got a sneak peek at the brand new Jazzwares Unrivaled Supreme John Moxley. You're looking at it right here. We're looking at it right here. It looks fantastic. Coming this spring, available at Walmart. You know, Walmart's been really good lately with these online orders. Hopefully this will be
better. Let's say better. Let's not say better.
I'm being optimistic here because I need to get this, but this is an awesome, awesome Mox figure. Can't wait to add this to the collection. Rocking the back Blackpool Combat Club shirt. We got a plethora of hands, all the grips, all the hands. I love it.
I'll say this. The Supremes have not been hard for me to find at Walmart. So I've seen all of them. I got the Stings. So I'm hoping this is just as easy. So, and again,
I'm pumped.
This looks like the Supreme Mox figure. It looks great. Like the scan looks great. I saw a picture of it online today. I'm so excited to finally get the Mox figure.
Me too. And it only means that we're that much closer to getting that Supreme Will Ospreay that they announced last year.
I need more Supremes. Come on, Jazzwares.
I'm here for it, baby. This looks great, though. I can't wait to get a fully articulated John Moxley into the collection.
As long as they don't put Teddy Andre in the package.
Oh. Don't break my heart. But it looks good, man. I love it.
Yeah, it looks great. I cannot wait for this figure. I absolutely can't wait.
Ooh, these are fantastic. Epic Toys throwing us a sneak peek at the brand new Barry Windham, Steve Williams, and of course, Barbarian. These look great, man.
Dude, this Barry Windham, I might have to get it.
It's all soft goods vest. Like, it's amazing. Good. Yeah.
I'm not a Retro or a Hasbro guy, but like, I think I might have one Barry Windham figure in my collection, and that would be in the Four Horsemen pack.
Yeah.
So I need more representation. Like, come on, big rubber guys. Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo, the U.S. Express from the 80s. What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? These look great, though. I'm super pumped, man. Epic Toys making a nice drop there. These are cool.
Yeah. These are great. The Steve Williams, he's another guy we should talk about one day, but.
Yeah, not enough love.
Going back to the magazine era, like, I always followed Steve Williams. He was always into wrestling magazines because he wasn't in WWF at the time.
Yeah. And then
by the time he got to WWF, WWE, and the Brawl for All, kind of like just hindered everything. He never picked up that momentum. But he is the reason why Steve Austin is Steve Austin.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Because Steve Austin's real name is Steve Williams. To not be confused with him, he changed his name, and thank goodness, because Williams 316 just doesn't have the same ring to it.
I mean, in an alternate timeline, maybe that's all we get.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, listen, cool. Like Steve Williams was a big popular guy back in the day. I remember from all the magazines. So
yeah, I love the detail on the boots, flames, the death logo, so cool. And to answer the artist returns in our chat, I believe these are pretty damn on scale with the Superstars line. I think they're more in line with the Hasbros,
like
the
retros, right? Yeah, these are like the retros.
Yeah,
faces, the zombie.
Oh yeah, the Superstars. Superstars replaced my retro love on the Mattel side of things. So, but I bet these are more along the lines of, you know, your zombie sailor heels and faces. Your awesome Hasbros. So they look like they're pretty good. I love it. Yeah, I need to get more people for Candido to beat up. So
I'm with you, Justin. Justin said, where to go? I just was thinking, he purchased the Legends 25 Rick Rude. Now he needs to find a chase. I absolutely need the chase, which is why I ordered two today, because I've had a lot of luck with Target when I order two. If there's a chase, getting the chase in a regular. And here's the beautiful thing, you could always return it if you don't get it.
Absolutely. It's so good, though. I mean, this Barbarian, I don't think this is going to get enough love. This is so cool. I love the headpiece. The details on the singlet and the boots, man, super, super killer. Epic Toys is crushing it.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people just crushing these retro style figures now. Yeah. And again, if that's your jam and you loved Hasbros as a kid, you've got to be so freaking happy with so many companies making good ones, and like how Mitch has risen up and how good his has gotten. Like, I'm so happy because I grew up with the LJNs, and now I'm getting big rubber guys and completing packages, and I just got an email that my latest set of big rubber guys has shipped. So I am so excited. Like, I love
what a rush. Guys.
And again, I do get some of these retro style figures, so I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I dig it, man. Super, super awesome.
Yeah.
Dusty loves it. Look at him. He's just so excited. He can't contain himself.
Absolutely. All right. Are you ready for some ringside roundup?
Yeah.
The Ringside Roundup, brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done watching our show and seeing us talk about all these amazing figures, head on over to Ringside Collectibles. When you check out, put in the code FIGGUYS, and you'll save 10% on us. So, I mean, it's a good savings. Go buy yourself $500 worth of figures. You get $50 worth of figures for free on us.
So. That's like one Ultimate.
That's like one
Ultimate. I'll take it.
I guess it depends, but it could be like one Ultimate. And basically,
it's an expensive Ultimate, though.
It is an expensive Ultimate, but hey, who's complaining? We like
Ultimate. It's an Ultimate and a half. You just get the lower torso of a Supreme. And
that was the CM Punk Ultimate after it initially sold out.
So. Yeah. But we got these awesome coming soon two ringside collectibles.
Oh, yeah, they're in stock. They are now in stock. It is no longer coming soon. Did I mess up the
name? Oh, I don't know. We got coming soon. We got new in stock. We got a Royal Rumble sale happening. We got so much happening over at ringside right now. New in stock. We're now lined up here. WWE Elite 115 with CM Punk, The Rock, R-Truth, Tyler Bay, Kerry Sane, and Drew McIntyre. This is an epic set, man.
It's such a good looking set. I have it. Yeah. I only have the Punk and R-Truth pre-ordered. However, I really wish I would have ordered the Kairi Sane.
She looks like she could be a figure of the year already.
It's so good, isn't it? Just looking at pictures of it. The Rock, the Final Boss. I'm getting the Final Boss Ultimate Edition Rock though, so I might be able to hold off on this one. I might need both too. It's so hard.
Things are going lately. I might need both.
Yeah. Listen, I love the Final Boss Rock. And you know what? Let's talk really quick, okay?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to take this off our screen for a second. Let's go full size.
Wipe it away.
I want to talk about The Rock and the Final Boss. Just some more realizations I had. Like, as the week went on last week, after watching that Raw, pretty sure that was them putting an end to the Cody and Rock segment, and that's how they were going to do it, by having him come out and put Cody over. Yeah. We're not Rock versus Cody at Mania this year. I don't even think we're getting Rock at Mania this year. But that's what those segments screamed to me after, like, thinking about it. I'm like, that's why he put over Cody and he had him with the killer. Are we never going to find out what Rock put in Cody's hand? It better not be the end, but I feel like that's what they did.
Yeah.
Like, do you agree? Yeah. Do you feel like that was just them ending the Cody and Rock thing?
Well, I heard he put the Yellow Boots Dusty Rhodes Hasbro figure in his hand. Don't forget about it. No, you know, I this is wrestling, right? Never say never. Just because The Rock showed up one day on a really, really important day and was playing good guy doesn't mean he's going to not come back.
Yeah.
And turn that place upside down like he did the first time. I'm excited for it. You never say never. Rock is good, baby. So I'm super excited to see where it's going. It doesn't necessarily need to pay off this year. Do I think it will? Probably not. Do I care? No, not at all. Just okay. Yeah. I thought, listen, it was great. It was good hype last year. It's kind of been a long time since, so it's not like I'm, you know, holding on the ledge.
I'm coming back. Then he made the appearance at that pay-per-view.
That appearance was goofy though.
I'm sorry, but if that was to just finish this story, I'm not happy with it. I'm really not.
No. But I think that's what it maybe there was. WWE's been doing a lot of goofy, crazy twists and turns. That probably was one of them.
We'll see.
Do I think it's paying off at Mania? Absolutely not.
Here's my biggest problem with it. Okay. They blurred the line so well with The Rock and Cody and the way they told that story.
Yes.
Just do that to wipe it away is insulting. Like I give credit. Maybe they're not doing that, but the way they blurred the lines and had it so believable, like, it really hurt me to see them just do that last week. Like, listen, I understand, like, oh, how could it, like, Rock saying, oh, now they're mad I said nice things about Cody. You fooled us. You told a great story. Don't go back on it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I like the idea of it being Dusty's Rolex.
Yeah. And listen, we'll see.
As the artist returns, is pointing out in the chat, loving it, digging it, man. Listen, I'm excited for it. I'm here. I, you know me. I don't like to speculate so much. I just like to sit back and enjoy where they're taking us. And right now, I'm enjoying where they're taking us.
I'm enjoying it, but I just need to know this more about this Cody and Rock. We'll see.
Let it build. Or let it fade away. I don't know.
They just buried it. I really do. Yeah. We got all Fat Guy BMX here just for the end of the Ringside Roundup. Let's move on to the next coming.
It's still partially news. It's news to him. All right. Let's check this bad boy out. New in stock, and also in Tom's hands, possibly, we got a WWE Ultimate Edition 24, Solo Sikoa, Bray Wyatt, and Finn Balor. Talk about Finn Balor. What a match with him and Damian Priest.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was really, really fun.
I love Finn Balor. He's one of my favorites in WWE. I've always enjoyed his work.
What did I text you? Damian Priest reminds me of an overgrown Savio Vega.
Yeah, dude, I can't think of the name of Priest's move through the table at Finn Balor. Oh,
yeah, dude. Again, great, fun match. Like, somebody wasn't it, the End of Days? No,
End of Days. Yeah, like
wasn't that Baron Corbin's move?
Oh, that was End of Days. Was Baron Corbin's move? So, yeah, by the way, it's gonna be at GCW this Sunday. How crazy is that? Which I'm be going to. I have tickets.
What's his name? Tom Padlock or something?
Yeah, but I have. I think I'm still finagling it to get off at work. So
they should just call them Baron.
The Baron.
He just needs one name. Don't do the whole first name, last name.
I don't know.
But these are great. I need to get the Solo. Solo Sikoa is amazing. I need to grab this in my hands. I love it. Great figure. Boom. And we got Top Picks, man. I'm a big fan of Top Picks. Rocking these ones out.
I need this Austin so badly.
The Austin's fantastic. The Punk's fantastic. It's very bare minimum Punk, but I like it.
Put it off on here, but it's great. It's still great.
Yeah. The head scan's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we got a little.
Absolutely.
No, I like the Logan Paul. I think it's cool. I dig it. I'm a big fan of it.
They're doing a good job with Logan Paul figures.
They're doing a good job, period. It's so great. but I love
wrestling figures, guys. That's
what we're here. Matt, we got you, man. We're going to talk figures. We're talking wrestling figures. We're going to talk about wrestling figures.
Oh, how Justin just bought the Rude Chase from Macari. I wonder how much you spend. Was it a decent price at least? That's what I want.
At least he found it. I think that might be my favorite Rude figure ever. Both of them.
Yeah. Yes, there is going to be a Final Boss Rock. I believe it's in the next, and I believe I have a pre-ordered already. So that's what the Great Buddha said. Great Buddha, the Rock, and whoever the third person is. I don't remember who it was. Who the third person was. You remember who it was, Mike?
We have Rock. No, I don't remember.
All right. Let's look at the Buddha. The next new in stock, and I'll look it up, as you're talking about.
I love it. But new in stock is WWE Greatest Hits Series 7 featuring Seth Rollins, Ron Simmons, Batista, Hulk Hogan, no booze, please, Rey Mysterio, The Undertaker, and the Usos. Yeet. I can't. I put this set over so hard in the last like four ups. This is such a good set.
Yes.
I'm loving it, man.
I need to order that Hogan.
Yeah, great Hogan, great Usos, nice Ron Simmons with the WCW championship belt. We got a Shield Seth Rollins. This Undertaker is insane.
So, this is actually Shield Seth Rollins, but from when he fought Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble and came out in the getup.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's not original Shield. It's like I'm coming back. Like they released the Seth in the Dusty clothes. Like I love that they use these little one-offs and make a figure out of it. And what a great way to do the greatest hits.
Yeah, 100%, man. Super, super cool.
I need these Usos as well. I think I need this Batista. Like they're going to get me with this set.
I want to dig out my old Usos just to show. Like they are so good. Like just to talk about them, they're amazing. They're one of my favorite tag sets that's out there. Elites came. I mean, they were early on too, so. Pumped to see him. Super absolutely. Pumped to see him. Ringside's got it going. Early beginning of the year, they're not holding back. There's no slowing down over there. Our buddies over at Ringside are keeping it busy, man. Keeping absolutely. Your collections full.
There's
and your
no break at Ringside. There is no break at Ringside.
While you're there, check out the Royal Rumble sale. Because there's a Royal Rumble sale going on. Even after we just had Black Friday 6.5. Like it was going wild. But like I'm not knocking it. I love sales, baby.
Matthew Rodriguez, what do you prefer? An AEW 2-pack with Timeless Tony Storm and Luther, or a 3-pack with Tony, Luther, and Mariah May? I want the 2-pack. Let's get Mariah May on her own.
I was going to say, as much as I would love to have the 3-pack, the 2-pack is, I mean, that's your sandwich right there, man. That's the meat and the bread. That's everything. Mariah May, she gets her own shining star.
Yeah,
she's killing it right now, too.
Joe, that's just like the worst. You find the chase, but the printing is smeared. Ah, how frustrating.
I'd be heartbroken. That's second I opened my Dusty out of the shipper. I was like, please, no problems. Please, no problems.
I absolutely get it. Like, I do that with
We got good ones. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Mine's good. Yeah. I saw it already. I didn't open it yet. We'll open it in a little bit.
Mine's sitting here. I'm just petting them.
You just
petting at the work a bit. I got my hands to the plastic. I'm feeling the power, Daddy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that one. So
yeah, dude, it's crazy.
It is.
I can't believe we're second week of January. We got new figs. We got new stuff together. You want to get into it? I think we can get into it, right? Are we done with the Ringside Roundup?
We are done with our Ringside Roundup. Hey, we have an old friend in the chat.
Freems.
What's up, Freems? Hope you're well.
I was doing well, man. I was just thinking about Freems the other day.
Freems, speaking of which, you got to let me know, is there any hacks for Monopoly Go? I need some extra rolls. I know you play
that. Ooh.
Here's from the years of Rey Mysterio figures, we need a variant of Rey Mysterio figure with WrestleMania 25 attire.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that's cool. You started collecting.
Yeah.
Figures. That's really cool.
Dude, well, welcome to Fig Guys.
Figure they're coming out with?
Huh?
Did you see the Vincent Price figure they're coming out with?
No, but I would.
Oh my gosh. It looks amazing. I think it was a NECA figure. I texted it to Chad actually because I know he's a huge horror fan.
That actually might be a cool. Like, I have a bunch of those NECA horror toys, and that'd be really cool to get for my Danhausen.
Dude, it was so good looking. It, like, looked just like him. So I cannot wait. Like, for that. Yeah, I don't know why, but I have to get it.
Dude, speaking of Danhausen, congratulations, Danhausen. He's having a little baby housing.
Yeah,
that's so cool, man.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. The WrestleMania 25 figure Joker is from the 2008 film.
Dude, how cool would it be if we got a two-pack with Joker Penta and then Joker Mysterio? Oh,
awesome. Dude, you need to get, you want to add to the CM Punk figures? Get that Ultimate Edition. That's just so good, dude.
Not actual size for Babyhausen.
He
will be bigger than this.
No, all right. We have a lot of stuff to like jump into today, so why don't we just jump right to unbox with us right now. Love it. Absolutely love it. I have so much. Well, I didn't get so much stuff, but I got a lot of stuff this week. So
I got a bunch of stuff.
I'll start off by showing my ringside order because
get your ringside order.
I pre-order the Ultimates every time. And again, here is the Bray Wyatt figure from his last match. Like, how cool.
Crazy,
like,
man.
Can't believe it was his last match. Like, we were all robbed.
I love that head far to the your left.
You could have the glow in the dark part, or you could have it regular.
It's crazy. They did such a good job on it, man. Good really attention good. To details. Love that we got some, you know, just the final match, Wyatt finally in hands. It's crazy.
I'm thinking of opening these and just making some shorts up of me opening them.
Maybe
I'll do it live on TikTok or something. Something
that'd be cool. TikTok. Before it gets taken away from us.
Maybe I'll wait. I did get the Finn Balor Chase, but only the regular. I did not get the Chase. I meant the Ultimate. I didn't get the Chase yet, which is the all black. But I don't know if I really need the all black one because this one's so good.
I like the white better, to be honest. It's different for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's got like a nice pop. And the white looks really good with the purple.
This light is really annoying me that it's reflecting on my box. Whatever. How's that angle, Mike?
It looks good. It's the best Finn Balor's looked since last night. it's a super great figure, though, man.
Extra arms. Yeah. You don't have to have the elbow, whatever they're called. I don't even know what those sleeves, arm sleeves.
Yeah.
Great job with this figure. I love it.
It looks great, man. I love the angry scan. I like the kind of frowning scan. They gave him a little smile in this one. Like it's a great Finn Balor, man.
So good, man. I always can't help but wonder, what if Seth freaking Rollins doesn't friggin' destroy his shoulder in that match when he wins the championship. Oh, things have been different.
Could you imagine?
Like, everybody forgets Seth Rollins was just like injuring people left and right back then. Remember he put like
Sting. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sting's nose went above his left eye. Sting, he ended his WWE career. Like
it was a bad year for
anybody Seth Rollins for a
time. Yeah.
Also, like Saturday, the last one of the.
Oh,
I got so I love you, Solo.
Dude, this looks phenomenal. This is one that is a must for any collector that's been following WWE for the last while. Listen, I haven't even been following WWE that much, and I still need
it. Right here, man. That's Solo to me.
Yeah,
body.
So good, absolutely. Man.
Absolutely. I don't even need any of the other heads. That one is so good. The tattoos look amazing. Look at the shorts.
Yeah,
what a great job!
So awesome, and you got the hoodie, and you get the headpiece. Like, this is such a solid figure, man.
I love how they do the picture on the back.
Yeah, one of my favorite things that they've been doing is that figure shot in the back, and then it's so good, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what a great set of love it. Absolutely love it. Cannot
go order them at ringside. Use the code right here, Fig Guys, and get 10% off on it. Why not?
Should I show off the other legends before we hit the Dusty?
Yeah, let's do it, man. And before we hit Dusty, I'll do the crate and we'll save Dusty as the grand finale.
Okay, so let's look at
let's see these bad boys.
The Bret the Hitman Hart. What do you think, Mike? What do you think?
I like it. Not my favorite attire for Bret. I'm not, it's a great figure. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like how the logo's off on the side.
This is the WrestleMania 14 attire.
Yeah, it's great. Don't get me wrong, but it's not my must have, must need Bret Hart.
Yeah.
By any means, but still a great figure. I want to see that head scan up close too, because you're putting it over so well. I hope it looks good in person.
Looks pretty good. I wonder, like I saw Seth say, it looks all these Brets look better with the glasses on.
Yeah.
No, but it looks good.
We were talking about it. I wish they would just mold the damn thing. Mold the whole glasses head.
You could do like take advantage of the extra heads and make a head. Yeah. Glasses. It's so much better.
Try it out on the next Ultimate, right? Like with no harm, no foul. I think we'll be okay.
Absolutely. As well.
But if not, we'll have a new yeeting Todd Pettingill.
Exactly. Get is Justin Hawk Bradshaw. Like,
ooh, wow. Gonna be on Raw next week too.
I saw that.
That's pretty crazy, man. Especially with him doing his GCW rounds and his independent rounds and TNA.
Hey, he's popping up everywhere. He popped up at Dylan's promotion in Wisconsin and tossed a chair at him or something.
That's fun. So this is beautiful though, man. Absolutely love it. Knee
pads and everything.
Yeah, those boots that look unbelievably great. And like how often do you see Bradshaw with hair golden? Is it great? This is such an awesome figure. Love the Hopkins vest too. Like, now, awesome.
Did you get the Barry Windham license? You give me the new Blackjacks, Barry Windham. Like, come on.
It's old fat guy BMX says the head doesn't work with them. I understand. It's like the hair being down, but it's a one off. But listen, we're not going to get Justin Hawk Bradshaw again.
Right.
I dig it.
Exactly. I absolutely will dig that. And one of my favorite figures, early contention favorite figure of the year for me so far, is the Psycho Sid, because holy smokes.
That's crazy.
Let me turn the fig cam on, see if that helps.
He looks fantastic, though. That is one of the best Sids we've gotten, period. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's see how this works. Oh, yeah, I think it's going to work. Hold on. Settings.
Boom.
How you do it. I always forget how to do this, the extra camera. Extra camera. Just hit the extra camera button, and it might work.
Boom.
Osmos Pocket.
The new AEW Trios Champions, the Costco guys.
Ooh. Wait, no, that's not what I want to happen here. I want this. How do I make that one? Get that out of here. There we go. Oh,
there we go. There we go. My God.
Action.
It's okay. It still looks great.
There we go.
Sid, man. That is a great looking Sid. I'm so glad they didn't redo the smile face.
If I cover that,
this is the serious, mean Sid. This is the Sid I remember being terrified of as a young child growing up. So good.
It's so good. It looks just like him. I love this figure.
Yeah.
This is just amazing.
Super great.
Now,
Legends, the Series 25 coming off to a hot start, man.
Absolutely. One more thing before we get to
do it. Please.
My Dusty.
I'm always here for opening voice, man.
About this. Hold on. Let me put the other thing back on.
Yeah.
Put the screen big again so everybody can get a good shot of it. Let's move the microphone over here. Oh, there it is. The new Evolution 3-pack.
Minus Triple H's bulky top, which is fine. That's great. But this is an awesome, awesome set, man. Dude, but you brought it up today when you were texting me, the missing Ric Flair aspect of it. It kind of put a whole damper on it for me.
It absolutely does. I agree with that, because
it's crazy.
I love the packaging. I think the young Batista, look how good it looks.
Yeah, they never make a bad Batista.
They need to put that serious head Triple H on here. It's way better than that smiling one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Then you got the Randy Orton.
I mean Triple H.
I like the head nod on Randy Orton here better too. It works.
But both good, because it's supposed to like be him celebrating with the belt.
Packaging, I love the packaging on this. Like, absolutely great packaging as usual. That's why I love their multi-packs. Like they always like they look great in the box. You don't have to take them out to display them if you don't want to.
Yeah. Again,
iconic moment on the back of the box. I absolutely love this.
Yeah. And it looked like they captured the moment perfectly.
And then with the CM Punk. I don't know. Triple H suit. Yeah, but and I get they're trying not to just to make another suited plastic figure.
Totally so cool with that. Yeah.
They did that try to go for the soft goods, but and I don't know if it's adjustable, but it just reminds me of like a 1980s 12-inch Dukes of Hazzard figure where their clothes are just too big and bulky. Like
listen, you know. Not throwing it out there. Good costume fodder, though.
Yeah.
You can slap anybody's head on that, make a cool suited figure, you know?
I just wonder, like, if I and I don't know if I want to open this set because I love these sets and the packaging.
Yeah.
I
just
if you can make the suit a little better by adjusting it. But it looks so good. I love this set. Definitely. I do.
I have these little baby clothespins I use for photo shoots when I don't like the way the shirt is. So, like, if you're displaying it, use the baby little pins, man. They do wonders.
I love it. I absolutely love this set.
Yeah, that was great. An iconic set right there.
Yeah, so iconic. All right. Iconic. Next, we have
popping up everywhere, though. Keep your eyes out. If you guys haven't found them in stores, they're rocking and rolling. You don't want to miss out on it. I don't want you to miss out on it. I don't want to miss out on it.
Yeah, so you got
to know what else I don't want you guys to miss out on.
Let's see what's I did not get it this month.
You didn't get it this month?
No, I canceled it like a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I started the new job and I never restarted it and I meant to.
You might be mad about the A Python.
Oh, no.
But no spoilers until we open it because this is awesome. We got the brand new All League Crate, first one of 2025. Let's get into it. It's been all over the internet. So, I mean, if you guys are in spoilers, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, if you guys don't want to see this, turn away now.
But don't shut us off.
No, don't shut us off. Just turn away.
Tom, real quick, do you play AEW Figure Fighters on your Apple iOS device?
Right.
Do you?
Wait, do I do what?
Do you play the Figure Fighters game?
No.
Figure related, so we're going to talk about it. But they gave me a free welcome pack. I'm not going to show the QR code off, but it's $40 worth of in-game content.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. So it says over $40, but Will Ospreay, Timeless Tony Storm included. Plus, you got tokens and materials to level them up. And then, you scan the QR code and it opens up the game. Yada, yada, yada. So that, keep an eye out for that. Don't miss that on your guys' AEW crates if you are ordering. But the shirts are first. And the shirts I'm excited about. I haven't looked at them. I haven't seen these online yet either. But I know we got an American Dragon. Brian Daniels. Cool. Yeah, this is a nice shirt, man.
I like it.
Yeah. Nice clean look. Like Dragon, it's got a good vibe to it. Big fan, man. I don't know. I don't buy shirts too often. It's the only source of wrestling t-shirts I got. But I do want to pick up that Penta hoodie that I seen on shop. The hoodie looks awesome. The white.
Did you see that? Chat said WWE needs to make Penta gloves.
I was going to bring it up because hell yeah, they do.
You know they will.
This is awesome. This came all the way from, I believe, the 1983. But we got this awesome.
Oh, wow.
Youngest Men Alive, the Outrunners. This is a vintage t-shirt. This is worth millions of dollars because these are so rare to find. But the Outrunners, man.
Look how it looks faded. I love it.
Yeah. So, so cool. AEW's best tag team going right now. This is fantastic. Love the Outrunners. Love the merch. Love the shirt. Love the gimmicks.
I love how, I don't know if you listened to Major Pod this week, or I think it was last week, they were talking about how they want to get the AEW license to make AEW Big Rubber Guys.
I would be on board with that.
And then I was so disappointed they had some negotiations with Sting before he signed the Legends deal, and it didn't work out. Oh, I need that Sting Big Rubber Guy.
Could you imagine Bash at the Beach, All-American Sting in Big Rubber Guy form?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I'm heartbroken about it.
Hopefully one day it still happens.
Then we got Tony Khan's favorite wrestler, brand-new hologram. For what it is, I'm not a big hologram guy. He'll leave my crusty alone. No.
Tony Khan's a big hologram guy.
Yeah, look, he loves it. But there was a chase of this. It's a glow in the dark, so it's got that glow in the dark Danhausen like vibe. We'll zoom in. We'll get some focus on it. We'll make him look good. Nice. It's the best holograms looked on TV in years. but this is super cool. Love the vest, little jacket thing. And this is a cool micro brawler, man.
It is.
Big fan. Yeah. Can't complain. Got no quirks with it. It's not, you know, the best one, but it's not the worst one either. Danhausen will put him to shame.
Yeah.
It's good. then we got also rocking out some Willow socks. You guys are Willow Nightingale fans. Now you can wear it on your feet, or if you don't like her, you can make her stink like the feet. Gotta love that. Then I heard this was a pillowcase, but
oh,
I don't know. I don't know how, you know, how much I need a pillowcase for my bed, but we'll check it out.
I can't.
I'm sure it looks awesome.
It says nobody in AEW I want to sleep on.
I mean, can't sleep on Will Ospreay, even when he's upside down. But bam, look at that.
I take you know it. That's really cool.
This is really cool. And actually, the material is really good, too. You know,
dude, what a great background to use for figures if you take pictures of them.
Yeah, absolutely, bruv. but I mean, it's a big pillowcase, not a tiny pillowcase.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Double sided.
That's really cool looking.
Yeah, super awesome, man. Big fan with the goat.
I wish I had got this. I can't believe I'm wishing I had this box for the pillowcase.
Yeah, who'd have thought, right?
All right.
I might use this as a figure bag.
Absolutely. Why not?
Why not? Right. Absolutely. Oh, this is a cool one. Well, we'll save that for getting close to second to last. We also got a Mariah May.
Oh, pin.
Nice. Still don't know what to do with all these pins. I need a giant lapel.
Just buy a pin board and put
it. I like the one giant big lapel on all my shirts. This is really cool. And the next two pieces go hand in hand together, but I'm going to rip this bad boy open. This is definitely going on display. Okay. We're gonna disappear for a second.
Look, Dusty's right beneath me. Hey, Dusty. The American dream, daddy. What?
Never a dull moment when I get crazy stuff, right? This should have been on merch tables while they had the opportunity to, but it's a Sting inflatable bat. That's pretty cool.
We talked about Penta with the gloves and everything. That's where AEW drops the ball with their merch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've had conversations. They need more stuff besides t-shirts, the merch in general. This is awesome, man.
You know, look at these guys who are in your company and think, okay, Sting carries a bat. Let's make a toy bat. Oh, this guy has a mask. Let's make the mask. Do you know what I heard today? I was listening to Jeff Hardy on Chris Van Fleet. Did you hear that?
I didn't watch it yet.
Did you know Umaga used to use the Posco paint pens to do his makeup? And now that's what Jeff Hardy uses?
That's really cool.
I didn't know.
It'd be a pain to get off.
That's what I was wondering. Like, is it paint that it just does there like something that they have to use to get it off, or
like, they probably have to
be like the eyes on the eyelids and everything?
Yeah, it's cool though. Smart idea.
Looks great. I'll tell you that. So I didn't know you could do it on skin.
Sting back bat or baseball bat, man. This is very WCW vibes.
He has a spoiler. If you don't listen to the podcast, he said that's when he saw Manga do it. He just ordered the pens, and that's how he started doing his. And
that's so cool.
Explaining the art of it and why he does it, and he kind of won me over a little more with not liking it.
Yeah,
liked it. So I say good for him for his creativity.
Listen, I love it. I'm a big Jeff Hardy guy. This is really cool. A little smaller than your usual poster that comes with it, but we got a Revolution.
Do you know what? I prefer that size for a poster.
Yeah, I mean the frames at 50s are great. So you know it's gonna look nice, but this is awesome, man.
Yeah,
cool picture, cool drawing of Sting there. We got the get Darby with his tongue out, super awesome. The Bucks, the EVP Bucks. This is super cool.
I don't agree with this, Justin. Justin said Jazz Bears Emmetel need to do away with the rubber vest, jackets, shirts, and robes, and use soft goods for the entrance and tires. Sometimes yes, but sometimes the rubber goods work better. The vest, that's like you can't mess with that.
I used to be on board with Justin on that.
Yeah. But
There's some soft goods that just don't translate well. And like the same thing with some rubber goods. Yeah.
Same thing with Robes. Like
super WCW Robe, vibes with that.
Robe was amazing for Takeshita.
Yeah.
Didn't need to be, but sometimes the robes are better. Like the Cody one needs to be rubber.
Yeah. So that new Undertaker that we were just talking about, in the best of line. I mean,
yeah. Sometimes needs. Rubber works.
That, you can't do that in soft goods. That would cost $1,000.
Absolutely.
All right, last but not least, you ready for this?
I'm ready, baby.
I think you're going to be a little mad that you didn't get this one.
Oh, don't even tell me. Who is it? Oh, shit.
All Rise, the House of Black. This is awesome, man. Julia Hart signed with the Hart, too. Very, very good job. Awesome picture, though.
Dang.
Very cool, man.
I met her. Oh,
it's you see the crease? I'm going to cry. I'm so heartbroken. No.
I got to meet her in the House of Black when she was part of the Varsity Blondes.
Yeah.
No, it's
me too.
I know you did. She's like, you know, one of the things I loved about like last year in wrestling and everything was seeing how Liv Morgan just broke out on her own after like watching her grow after years. And we're doing the same thing with Julia Hart. Like, and she's doing a faster level, faster pace than what Liv did it at.
Julia Hart has grown so much in the 5 years that AEW's been around. She's tremendous. Yeah, I know. we're both looking at it. We're both looking at it. But Julia Hart has.
Oh, stump. I mean,
she's done such a great job, killing it right now.
Yeah, she has. And again, I love seeing talents develop in front of our eyes, like she's done, like Liv has done. Liv, when she held the world title the first time, it didn't feel real. It kind of felt forced when she beat Ronda Rousey.
Okay,
she didn't feel like a real main event star. But now she does. Like she, like this character she's tapped into, so good. Like Bad Girl Liv is so much better than Good Girl Liv. And
100%.
I can't wait to see where this whole Dominic thing with her is going now.
It's she's got that psycho girlfriend vibe going on, and I'm here for it, man. I picked up on that yesterday, and I was like, oh, this is gonna get good.
I still half wonder if like Finn and her have something going on, and they're just toying with them.
Now that's very soap opera-y.
Yeah, but listen. Wrestling is a man's soap opera, so
it is. There's
no doubt about it. So let me get
so happy I got an inflatable bat.
Dusty Rhodes that fell down. Hold on.
Oh no, not the Dusty Man. But while Tom's away, I want to just talk about how cool. We need more old school things like this. This is so cool. It's amazing. I love bats. I miss the foam crap you'd get at shows and. Inflatables. Wrestling needs more inflatables. Tom needs some inflatables.
What?
I said you need some inflatables.
I need some. Oh, it's time to
Dunno.
Break into.
I didn't get to mention it when we were talking about Raw, but I haven't been paying attention that much. It's so awesome that the fans got the "You Suck" for Chad Gable.
That episode just started. I didn't actually notice that till last night.
I popped for it. It was really good.
And then they call out to Kurt, that it used to be for Kurt Angle. Again, acknowledging stuff. I love
it. Yeah. Poor Kurt Angle. He talk about somebody that needs a better send-off in WWE.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin was not the answer. But, guys, we're not talking about Baron Corbin. We're not talking about Kurt Angle. We're talking about the working man, Dustin Rhodes, in Ultimate Edition form. We get wild. We get crazy. We're busting him out. Ooh, I can't wait to take photos of this bad boy.
Wow, look how cool this is. I don't think I'm gonna make it to regular size. Should I make it to regular size so that we're equally
opening figs?
Let's do this on the fly. Let's do this on the fly. Sorry, Dusty, you're gonna be covered just a little bit.
It's okay. He's got time, Daddy. Boom. Right.
How's that? Now we can see us all. Update layout. Boom. What do you think?
Oh, whoa! Look at that.
There we go. Look how cool that is.
Here, we'll squeak the chair over a little bit so it looks legit. Look how great that is, man. There's so many dusty boxes on screen at once right now.
I know. Two of them.
I love it.
All right. So let's open it up.
He's a working man.
I got one more piece of tape I didn't get.
I love the sides of the boxes as always. We got the American Dream on this one. Yeah, we need Fat File. We've been talking about it, Daddy. We need to get a Fat File with the Ultimate Rose.
Oh, that's upside down. Print it upside down in my box. Oh, wait. There you go.
There you go. See, boom. So good. And then on the son of a plumber, baby. You see right there.
Ooh. Son of a plumber.
Son of a plumber. Son of a plumber.
Oh, no, but then it goes narrower. Okay.
There we go.
There we go. There he is. There he is. Oh, just a common man.
I thought Yokozuna was going to be the best big guy ultimate that we ever got.
I love
headbands.
Oh my god! two things to point out here that I absolutely love already. Here.
Accessories.
Yes. Accessories.
Like the ASMR of two grown ass men opening up toys.
And everybody knows how loud that sound is when you're trying to do this and people are sleeping in your house.
Oh, my goodness. You almost got to be in a different room.
Okay, so let's look at Dusty Rhodes, Daddy. Look how cool.
Oh, look at that. Look at that head scan.
The head scan. But look at the birthmark.
First thing I looked at when I opened it up onto the ship, I was like, man.
How cool. And I also love how the Ultimates, like, the ab crunch thing is gone. I hated the ab crunch on Elites at first.
Yeah.
Almost can't even tell now with the chest hanging down, especially on the bigger guys. Like, you can't tell that. It's too harsh. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I mean, that is the American dream right there, Daddy. It looks so cool. His toes are okay. There's that birthmark. Look at that. That's so cool.
Look how cool the boots are.
It feels like a birthmark.
Yellow. Dusty, here we go.
And as much great, you know, we were always like, this is the worst Dusty gimmick, but it's also the best Dusty. It's my favorite. I love this so much, man. It's so good.
Because he made it work. And I don't know if anybody could have made it work like Dusty Rhodes made it work.
It's true.
Like, he got out there, he did the dancing, and he was very over as this character.
Yeah, he absolutely was. We're going to get a... We're gonna help old fat guy BMX here. And get that head looking more like Dusty, baby.
Which head are you putting?
this is the fun game we get to play, right?
Which head are you putting on?
What head are we putting on? I gave him the bionic elbow. Ooh, yeah, Daddy. Oh,
I love that one, dude. I feel like that one should be on our WCW Dusty that came with the ring.
Ooh, I like it. It's a great idea. I almost want to open mine now just for the accessories.
I have that Dusty.
Oh.
So I'm going to put the other head on then. You're putting that one on.
See, he's got. Get him all pointing, strutting.
Now, if we get a repaint of Dusty from WCW. Oh. Now that we
I can't explain how, volume wise, how much this feels. Like a little baby Dusty Rhodes. It's got to be insane for, like, Cody.
I know.
Be able to get, like, a small figure of your dad and be like it's perfect.
How about just that?
I like that one. But that's, like, that is the elbow.
Yeah. I love it. Really cool figure, dude. I love this figure.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy, man. Can you wear
the elbow pad on one elbow?
Yeah, because that was the bionic elbow.
Okay.
He only had one bionic elbow. It wasn't two.
Well, let's put the shirt on.
Oh, look at that! Look at that point. He's got. I love the way his arm hangs over. It's like he's Dusty, man. This is so good.
Oh, I don't like that the shirt is a pullover.
The promos are shit, kid. It's
gonna be even though it is a pullover, because the arms come off.
Oh, hold on! I got a plan. I have an idea.
Man,
listen, you know what? I like the pullover shirts.
Do you?
I'm loving the pullover shirts, actually.
Because you could just take the arms off.
It does.
Well, I won't argue that, because I do like that.
There you go. Yeah. Oh yeah, put your hands to the screen.
All right.
Love it. This needs some blood on it.
Look how easy it was to, like, just get that shirt on when you.
Yeah, I've got to check it out, because I didn't do the headband either. Like, listen, it's so easy to slip these on, especially on the. If this was an Elite, I'd understand the.
It came with a
headband. Hate on the shirt, man. It came with a headband.
Son of a gun.
It's a common man's headband. It looked like this.
Did I have it, or did I lose it already?
What's
the headband?
Top right of the package.
Nope. If earlier when I showed it, did it have it and I lost it, or was it never in there?
I think you had to have had it.
Okay, because it ain't in here.
What's it called? Check your floors.
Oh, I can't use my phone to check my floors right now because I'm using it as a camera. What color is it? Show me it.
It's polka dots.
Oh, it was, right?
There you go.
Does anybody remember if I had it in there?
I bet you did. Huh. Man, look at that Dusty, though.
It really is so good, dude.
The polka dots, man. You lost it, Danny. Put your phone to the ground and find your headband. Is your elbow stiff? My elbow's stiff on this one.
My elbow feel. Oh, wait.
It's a little stiff.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Which one? A little stiff, but not too bad.
Does your polka dot have a dot on it?
Does my polka dot have a dot?
My polka dot has a dot on the polka dot.
Oh, you mean on his sleeve?
Yeah, on the elbow.
Yeah,
look. Got a little black mark on it. Oh, yep. You got it too. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think I got to go back in the video and see if I had the headband or not.
Oh, yeah. You have to have it. We got other Dusty headbands.
I was going to get another one to keep clothes, but you know, next week these will be half price. So
you think it's going to be that quick?
Who knows with Target? It could be a week. It could be 2 months.
Look at him. Oh yeah.
Gosh,
Danny, don't walk into that bathroom for another 35 minutes, Danny. I love that.
And
I didn't even put the nightstick in his hand. I didn't, Danny. I'm vibing over here with good old fashioned. I remember when they showed this off, dude.
Dude, I was so excited, and now we have it in hand.
The artist returns says you did have the headband in the box.
All right. Thank you, the artist returns. That means I will go crazy looking for it. Because if it wasn't in there, I didn't have to go crazy looking for it.
That means the headband will return as well.
I don't know if it'll return. It might be with Tony Storm's shoe somewhere.
Oh, what if you found them both?
I'd be a very happy guy then.
Oh, this is such a cool Dusty, man. Like, picture perfect. One of my favorite figures.
You got to come and teach me how to pose as good as you do.
Oh, it's fun, man. Now I want to do I got to see how I do the elbow, because that's the next one right here, right? That's the last but not least. We got to get the elbow done. You did the elbow. You did a great job on the elbow. These are so cool, man. Ultimates, I'm telling you, are so perfect. Yeah. Really are.
I agree. Look at that.
Yeah. It's a big night stick.
There we go.
There you go. There's your in motion Dusty giving the elbow. It's got the hand spread out. Oh, she had another toy over here to have him smash in the head.
Great figure, dude. What a great Dusty Rhodes figure. I hope we continue to get more Dusty figures.
Me too, man. I don't see why we wouldn't.
Ah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, but I'm here for all of them. Like, this is so good.
And you got four sets of hands, guys. You got the fist, you got the pointy figure, and you got the hands to put up to your screen.
You can feel the power.
So
buy on a Gelbo, Daddy.
That is really, really cool. What a great job they did.
Right? I'm impressed, man. More and more so. Look at that face. It's Dusty. It's so good, man. You see the shirt's got that quality. That's why I like these the non-Velcros. Look how good it fits on his body.
Right.
If it was a Velcro, it would have been a little like bulky. It's a good Dusty.
I am looking for the headband.
Dusty's such a big character too. Like it reminds me of a Jax figure almost. It's great. There he is.
I'm going to get down on my knees after and look for it.
Ooh.
Well, I'm dizzy now.
Guys. It's really all the blood rushing to your hair.
Tune in next week, guys. Maybe I'll be in maybe something new is going to be happening here. I wish they would issue the last NWA Dusty. I need that one. Going to do the big rubber guys LJN one.
Yeah.
Vader, Steamboat, and Cody. Oh, the big rubber guys, LJN, so good. Such a great figures. Oh, I love it. What a great Dusty Rhodes figure.
So looks like he's about to beat you away.
We got it. Anything else to touch on before we get the heck out of here for the week?
No, I still have so many toys from Christmas to open up.
We got
to
start taking more pictures this week.
Yes, absolutely. We got to be working on it. Dusty's getting pictures, man. Dusty gets the picture treatment. I got to still open up all my good stuff, though. I got
same way, dude. I just got boxes piled everywhere. I got a day to do nothing. I literally have to schedule a day to do nothing but come down in my basement, open figures, and put stuff away.
I like it.
It's like every week I come down here to do the show, like 20 minutes to a half hour, and I start doing stuff, and I don't have enough time.
Yeah. It's not fun. No. So every time I sit down, I'm like, oh, I haven't even put my display back up yet. It's still bare bones in the corner over here. Yeah.
What are you waiting for, dude?
I was waiting for Dusty. I was waiting for new figures to put on the display because this is so good.
Well, you got a bunch of them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving it, man. This is great. Digging it.
I'm putting it up to the other camera. And the other camera. Oh, I got to put this camera back on the screen.
The dots.
Like you think, Mike? Oh, yeah.
It's so good. We got Dancing Dusty right here.
Ooh,
we need a sapphire, man. That's,
we do need a sapphire. Maybe you could buy an extra one of these Dusty figures and buy a Willow Nightingale figure, and you can put it right on. Customize that up a little bit.
Yeah, oh, this is so good.
Be taller than Sapphire, though. Sapphire was a little thing. What about a Build-A-Figure Sapphire? Come on, guys.
I mean, can't we? Dusty wants it. Look at that face.
Oh, gosh,
you can't do that with no Sapphire.
Dude, we also need to do a Hard Times promo picture of Dusty.
Yeah. I'm digging it, man. I'm so happy. If this is what we're starting off with, imagine what the rest of the year is going to bring.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for WrestleMania to see what they announced that weekend, which, by the way, guys, I booked my trip. I will be in Las Vegas for WrestleMania. Me and Mike are ordering some new stickers this week that I will be handing out that weekend. So if you want to, you know, get a sticker, look for me that weekend. I will gladly give you a couple of stickers, and I just can't wait for that weekend. I really can't.
I'm excited for you, man. I can't even say if it wasn't so close to Easter. It's on Easter.
Yeah, I know.
Can't be ditching, you know, the Easter bunny with the family. You know, I gotta be here. I gotta be here for it. So it's, you know,
kids.
I got kids, baby. So. Dusty wouldn't want me leaving home, little baby Cody.
Luckily, my amazing wife, she's gifting me this trip to Vegas for my 50th birthday. That'll be Tom-a-mania in March. Tom-a-mania 50, running wild. Oh, I need a shirt, Tom-a-mania
50. Yeah, I like Tom-a-mania. Maybe we won't be running wild.
I won't be running wild?
You should be running wild. You could take over for Hogan.
Real American beer, baby. I don't like beer, so I'm never going to try it. So.
I heard good things about it.
So I'm also like, just for a little sneak peek, WrestleMania is still 90 something days away, but I will be bringing everything with me, guys. We will have special coverage from there. We could go live. I'll shoot plenty of vlogs. I'll be taking tons of pictures. I'll be bringing my little Osmos camera to shoot vlogs because quality's so much, I would say the quality's so much better than an iPhone. However, the picture stabilizer is amazing.
Yeah.
As Mike has seen with videos I've sent him.
So, it's cool. It will be worth the wait. I promise you.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a fun weekend. So, but again, we'll go live. I'm hoping I get to speak to Steve, get to speak to Bill, get to speak to Magic. Hoping I could speak with, maybe get us a nice little interview with Zombie, talk about his latest figures. Like, ooh. I got the microphones. I got the camera set up. Like, they're going to be way different than last year's WrestleMania trip that was in my backyard. I am more prepared. I know what to expect, guys. We're just going to all sorts of footage from.
Isn't President's Day coming up too?
Yes. Why?
We got all that stuff dropping at Zombie Sailors that we're going to be prepared for because we don't even know what the hell he's dropping.
Isn't it? A March? Huh? Isn't that January? March,
February?
January.
Yeah, it's January, right?
January 20th, I think, is when Zombie's next stuff goes up.
I'm prepared to be broke. That's all I got to say.
I know. Oh my gosh. He has some good stuff coming out too.
So. I know. I have a feeling we're going to get big drops that we're not expecting it.
I know. I need to get, and that's what he seems to be doing more of now, which I welcome. I need to get this new shelving system built into my basement so I could display more. So,
absolutely. So I'm just going to be hanging out with Dusty all night now.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of The Fig Guys. Guys, if you can, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. Say something nice. If you're listening to the podcast, even if you're not listening to the podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just subscribe to us. It helps the numbers. Leave us a review. Those little things, like if you enjoy us. And again, I message with people. I'm in the Facebook groups and everything, and I just start talking with people, and then like people will say, "Oh my gosh, I love your podcast," and that just means well to me. And I always screen cap it and send it to Mike because we love what we do. We love interacting with you guys. I really appreciate all the support. Thank you, Joey Buds. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, The Artist Returns, for popping in. I hope to see you
back. Telling Tom week. That he had his headband.
Yes. just come back every week. Let's just chat wrestling figures. We'll chat a little bit of wrestling too, of what's going on.
And if you don't, Hologram will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yes. Yeah. I'm afraid.
I'm very afraid.
Guys, that's it for this week. TheFigGuys.com. Go check everything out. Until next week, for Mike, for Tom, Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys.